In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Glad to be with you today. And we are looking today at, what's the scripture? Isaiah 43. And it's so beautiful today for the Lord's encouragement to all of us. But now, not tomorrow, now, O Israel, the Lord who created you says, do not be afraid, for I have redeemed you, I have ransomed you, I have called you by name, you are mine. Listen to this now. But now, the Lord speaks in the now. He doesn't speak in the past. He speaks always in the now. His word to you is, I have created you. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. You have no need to be afraid, for I have redeemed you. In the blood of the Lamb, I have redeemed you. I am redeemed. I have been bought back. You have been bought back with the price of the blood of Jesus. You have not been ransomed with any diminishable price of silver or gold, the scripture says, but you have been ransomed, redeemed, bought back with the precious blood of Jesus Christ. The Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. You have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Redeemed, bought back. So you need not be afraid today. You need not be afraid. Do not allow the enemy to place on your mind the cinemascope theater of fear and look what's going to happen and you're going to fail and you can't pay your bills. Do not allow the enemy to do that to you so that you live in fear and you're living in trepidation. This is not the will of God for you, because the word of God from Isaiah 43 is, don't be afraid. I've redeemed you. I've called you by name. I don't call you by your social security number. I don't call you by your telephone number. I don't call you by your cell phone number. I call you by name. I call you by name. As a matter of fact, I call you by the loving name that people know you by. I don't even call you by the proper name, but the loving name, the familiar name. I call you by name. And then he said, you are mine. That means you belong to him. You know, that's the greatest thing in the whole world. I belong to him, and he belongs to me. I am my beloved, and he is mine. You belong to him. You know, what greater possession can you have than to belong to the living God, that he has ransomed you with the blood of his son, that he says you have no need to be afraid today, that he says now, when you go through the deep waters, and have great trouble, I will be with you. Now, the scripture doesn't say if you go through the deep waters. It says when. And I'm going to tell you, everyone goes through the deep waters. Everyone goes through those waters that are deep and murky and cloudy and polluted. I'm telling you, that's what they call life. When you go through the deep waters with great trouble, I will be with you, which means you will not have to face this alone. You will never have to face anything alone. Why? Because you are mine. I have created you. I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. And I'm going to tell you, those troubles, those deep waters, they will not overwhelm you. Why? Because I am walking through those waters with you. When you go through the rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. Well, I'm going to tell you again, everybody goes through those rivers of difficulty. One time or another. Sometimes they last for years. When you go through the rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up, and the flames will not consume you. It's interesting. You see, all these things, the Bible speaks to us that these things will happen to us. They call it life. Everyone goes through the fire at one time or another. Everyone goes through the flames. Everyone goes through the rivers of difficulty at one time or another. But those who belong to Him, He says, I am with you. They will not consume you. The flames will not consume you. As a matter of fact, what they'll do, let me tell you what they'll do. They will purify you. They will purify you as you call upon the name of the Lord. Now, I know it's difficult to go through the fire. I know it's difficult to go through the deep rivers. I know it's difficult to walk through those waters of uncertainty. I know. I have been there so many times. But I'm telling you, He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He says, I am with you always. He says, I know you by name. I have redeemed you. I have bought you with the price of the blood of my Son. You see, this is the word of the Lord to you today and to me. The word of the Lord to, that nothing is going to happen to you today that the Lord's not going to help you with. You do not have to face anything without His help. I have never heard of so many desperate people thinking about suicide. I have never heard of so many desperate people. You see, when we're in desperation, I'm going to tell you, we need to know that the Lord is with us, that the Lord will see us through, that we are not going to be destroyed, that no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. We need to be reminded that the hand of the Lord is stretched out for you today. You need not go through your troubles alone. He will walk with you. Even if I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Oh yes, there will be trial. Jesus says, in the world you will have tribulation. Yes, tribulation. But know this, I have overcome the world. The Lord has been with me through tribulation, through trials, through times when there were no stars in my sky, through times when I thought I wasn't going to make it to the other side. I'm telling you, this is real, but He has been with me, and He has seen me through, and even through the darkness, He has taught me to trust Him, to call upon His name. And even when peace did not fill my heart, I knew that I was going to get through it. I knew. I probably didn't know the first day. Sometimes I didn't even know it the seventh day. Sometimes I didn't even know it the second week. But you know, finally I come to realize with grace, that this has an end. And He will see me through, because He's seen me through other times. And He will help me through, because He's helped me through other times. And this has an end. Whatever you're going through has an end. You say, well, tell me when the end is. The end is when you surrender to Him. The end is when you say, Lord, I trust you. The end is no weapon will ever destroy me. No weapon fashioned against me will ever prosper, for you are my shepherd. Listen, listen, listen. Do not be afraid. Do not be overwhelmed. I hate that word, overwhelmed. I know what it is to be overwhelmed. I know the feeling when the waves come over you and you feel paralyzed. You feel that you cannot even make the next step. I know that feeling. I know that experience. I know it well. But I'm telling you, the waves that overflow will never destroy you, because they have an end, because he holds your hand, because he knows you by name, because he has redeemed you. And he says to you, in the midst of your trials, I hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. And this has been revealed to us by the Spirit. I'm telling you, even as you face your rivers, as you face the flames, as you face the waters of trial, even as you feel overwhelmed, the Lord says, I am with you, and this is my plan for you, that what your eye hath not seen, and your ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into your heart, what God has plans for those who love him, and that he will reveal this to you through the Spirit. Even as you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, it will have an end, and the Lord by his Spirit will show you and let you experience what eye hath not seen and ear hath not heard. This is real. This is real. But you see, you can't quit. There's no quitting. Quitters never win. Quitters never win. There is no ability for you to quit, that you can't even have it in the footnotes. There is no quitting, no quitting. You can't quit. You've got to trudge on. You've got to trudge on. And you've got to believe now as you surrender to him, it will pass. This will pass. This will pass. I remember many years ago, I was sitting with Sister Rita Drinkwater. She's in heaven. God bless Sister Rita. And I was going through the most difficult of times. I was going through the most difficult of times. Yes, the waters of being overwhelmed were over my head. And she just looked at me and said, Tommy, it's going to pass. You want to know what? That day, just those words, that's all I needed to hear. She didn't have to fix my problem. It's going to pass. The Lord will not desert you. It's going to pass. It doesn't take much. When the Spirit of God speaks those words, it's going to pass. That's all you need. You don't need to see the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. You just need to know the Lord's promise. It's going to pass. That nothing can separate us from the love of God. But again, the devil, this is what he does. He has the full projector, and he places it on your mind, and he shows you that you're going to self-destruct, that there's no hope for you, that the cancer in your body will lead you to a funeral. Oh, yes, he knows how to do that. He knows how to do that. He is an expert. He's been in cinematography for years. And he puts those thoughts and he flashes them on your mind that you become so paralyzed that you cannot even move. But you know what? It's going to pass, because you've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. You've been bought with a price. He knows your name. That now, he says, I am with you. I've never left you. Trust me. Trust me. You need not do something crazy, because I have plans for you. for you. Eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what I've prepared for you, my friend, my beloved. It's interesting. It's real. It's real. It's going to pass. It's going to pass. Those holy words from Sister Rita Drinkwater, it's going to pass. And so I relay those same words to you today. It's going to pass. And even though it seems impossible, the Word of God says nothing is impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. Jesus Christ promised us, in the world you'll have tribulation. But no, I have overcome the world. He did not promise us roses without thorns. But he always promised that he would be with us and he would see us through. And that even the weakest of his children, the weakest of his father's children, need not despair because he is with us. And that we have to lean on him. Lean on him. Lean on him. Again, that passage that I have been reading over and over and over again to people from 2 Corinthians. That passage that should give you hope, because Paul knew that experience ever so well. He knew what it was to be overwhelmed, even to the point of wanting to die. He knew it. He was not unfamiliar with it. What does he say? I think you ought to know about the trouble we went through in the province of Asia. We were crushed and completely overwhelmed. We thought we would never live through it. In fact, we expected to die. But as a result, we learned not to rely on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead. Who are you relying on today? On him who raises the dead, and that he did deliver us from mortal danger, and we are confident that he will continue to deliver us. He will rescue us because you are helping us by your prayers. As a result, many will give thanks to God because so many people's prayers are our safety, and they have been answered. This is 2 Corinthians 1:8. You know, this is Paul, overwhelmed, wanting to die because of the trouble in Asia. This is Paul, the great apostle to the Gentiles, the great preacher, the one who went from place to place. He knows what it is to be overwhelmed. He knows what it is to have the devil with his camera and his placing upon the mind the impossible situations that it's not going to work out. It's going to be completely devastating. We'll be dead. He knows what that is all about. But see, that we rely not upon ourselves, but upon him who raises the dead. And that's the whole thing. He who raised the dead knows that you are not any obstacle to him if you give him yourself. He who raised Jesus from the dead knows that even if you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even if you feel hopeless, he tells you, you're not hopeless because I am with you and I'm going to get you through. I'm going to get you through. But trust me. And that's where I want to leave you today. With trust. Please trust him. It'll pass. Give yourself to him. cry out if you have to. Scream if you have to. Do what you need to do. Whatever you have to do, do it. But ultimately, trust him. Because his eye is upon you. You need never, ever be defeated. You need never go into despair. Because he is the Lord. He's ransomed you. He's carved you in the palm of his hand. You belong to him. Now receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit now. How much more will the Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Receive the Holy Spirit now. Breathe in the Spirit of God. Receive the Spirit of God that glorifies Jesus. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive him who raised Jesus from the dead. For the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. I receive your Spirit, Lord. Lord, I receive. Receive the Holy Spirit. Breathe him in. Breathe him in. Let God arise, and let all your enemies be scattered now. Let God arise in your life, and let all your enemies be scattered. Just lift up your hands and praise his name now. Receive the Holy Spirit. Lift up your hands and praise his holy name right now. We worship you. We adore you. We praise you. We bless you. We honor you. We glorify you, Jesus. You are the great King of kings and the Lord of lords. Receive the Holy Spirit. Just receive the Spirit of adoption now. Know that no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Know that these flames will not burn you. Know that these waters will not overwhelm you. Because you are in him, and he is in you, and he called you by name, and his word to you is, I have not seen, ear hath not heard, neither has it entered the heart of man or woman, but God has prepared for those who love him. And this has been revealed to us through the Spirit, through the Holy Spirit. Amen. I do want to tell you that we are in a storm, and there will not be the Espousal Retreat House tomorrow because of the storm, and it's going to continue into tomorrow, and you know what? I'm not going to be responsible for people getting hurt, so let everyone know that. No espousal tomorrow night, but we will be there with the help of God next Wednesday night. We are not in control of the weather. That's one thing we're not in control of. And, you know, we're really not even in control of our lives. That's why we have to give them to Jesus. Oh, please, friends, know that God hears your prayer. Please know that. That it's going to work out. It's going to work out. It's going to pass. It's going to pass. Honest. Because of God's word. You take the 43rd chapter of Isaiah today and read it. And the 18th chapter of Jeremiah. And put the clay in the hands of the potter. Let your life be placed in the hands of Jesus. Please, trust him today. Trust him, trust him, trust him. Because he loves you. He is so much in love with you that I couldn't even imagine. Express it. Lord, let them feel it today. Let them feel it today. Let them feel it today. I understand on WROL, I'm going to be on at 7:30 again in the evening. They will replay this at 7:30 in the evening. And that's wonderful, wonderful news. I got that from the general manager, Pat Ryan. That we will be replayed at 7:30 in the evening Eastern Standard Time. So if you listen at another time, like in California, Mary Smith listens in California, and Eva listens in California. That's 3 hours earlier, so that would be 4:30 in the afternoon. Oh, yes, we have people listening on WROL on the Internet. And, you know, you just go on my time. I'm on at 11:30 in the morning and 7:30 in the evening, and you just Google WROL radio, and it comes streaming across, and you can hear me over the Internet. If you can't hear me on the radio, you can hear me at 11:30 Eastern Standard Time and 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. Google WROL radio, and these broadcasts are being streamed through. So we have no idea who's listening unless you let us know. Please, I want to tell you this. Stay home today. Have a good day. Praise his holy name. Let me also tell you this. Pray for me that I might be steady in the love of God and never, ever give in to the lies of the enemy. My friend who comes on the weekends at the Holy Rosary, she's looking for people to help, you know, clean houses. She's not very expensive. She's trustworthy. If you are interested in having your house cleaned, you call me, 617-846-1210. That's the rectory, 617-846-1210. That's the rectory, 617-846-1210. And I'll give you her telephone number, 617-846-1210. Trust him. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.